Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, it turns out our friend Horse here, Jim Colony, having another 4th of July party. This year, actually, on the 4th of July. Would you care to accompany me to that party?
Joe, you and I don't do anything after hours here, and I'm not going to bend it and break it for that rule.
Free beer?
Break that rule for that.
Lots of free beer. Will you go to the party?
You know what?
It's in your neck of the woods.
What day
it's in
it?
The North Hills.
What day is this?
The 4th of July.
What day is
we? I don't know. Thursday, I think.
What day are we? Is today?
I don't know. Today?
May 17th.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing later on the afternoon of May 17th, and you're asking me what I'm doing on the 4th of July.
This is the reaction when you ask this man to have a nice evening, perhaps afternoon out. We could play some wiffle ball.
I'm busy that
free
day.
Free food.
I think I'm folding T-shirts.
Jim and Linda Colony hosting?
Only because, not the Colony party. I'm not doing anything with you.
Well, then fine. We won't be around each other. Speaking
of which.
That
might work.
Ron, there's going to be a lot of other hosts at that party. And our friend Pony and our friend Chris Mack have both mentioned in the last day, I did not know this, that the Pirates wouldn't be tied to a first-round pick if they were to sign Keuchel. They would give up their third-highest pick because of their market size and revenue sharing placement. So it would be the 57th overall pick. Does that change your mind?
No, it doesn't. I don't think they're going to bring in one guy that's going to keep him alive. I just don't see that happening.
Well, wouldn't he be a replacement for Tyone? And then
I guess he would be, Joe, but it's going to be at least a month before he's a replacement for him. He just doesn't going to come in and jump into the rotation.
Well, they better hurry then.
Well, that's what I mean. But nobody else has signed the guy either.
Right.
There's other teams out there that need pitching. No one wants to give up those draft choices.
Well, for the Pirates, it sounds like a different pick, the 57th pick. And we just talked about their pitching depth in the minors. Like, there doesn't appear to be any. So they must not be doing a great job of drafting and developing pitchers. I would say yes to that with that news, that if they consider themselves still a contender for a playoff spot anyway, and all it takes is money and the 57th pick, I would. I'd be very interested in that.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Do you consider them a legitimate playoff team?
I consider them, with Dallas Keuchel, to be a candidate to compete for the second wild card spot. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't. So,
I mean, it's all relative, right?
I don't expect this guy to come riding in on a white horse and saving them when he hasn't pitched all year.
I mean, the one thing I would think you could count on with him is innings and effectiveness. He's not going to be, you know, lights out, win the Cy Young type, but he's going to give you an ERA, I would think, in the mid to high threes, and he's going to go innings every single time out. I would think.
After he builds up, sure.
After he builds up. Yeah, the guys he got now are going an inning, so right. That might be better, I think. But I hear your point, and maybe they're thinking that way. If they are thinking that way, then the sooner the better they start unloading pieces.
Yeah, but usually trades aren't made at this point.
No.
I mean,
no, but,
teams
but
want
pretty
to find
soon.
Out what they have. I mean, yeah, I think the chances of them being sellers are much higher than being buyers.
If they hang around, they get Dickerson back. Polanco, Marte,
and that
Bell,
might change the opinion.
Keep
if they,
hitting,
you know,
and they hang around. It's off. Here's the thing: it's hard not to be in the race for the second wild card spot. You have to be really bad, you know. It's hard not to be there within at least a couple games of that. It really is. Look at the race right now, Ron. How many teams right now, at least by definition of where they are in the standings, are quote legitimate wild card contenders? You look at Milwaukee is first. Teams within three games. Milwaukee, Arizona, Atlanta, San Diego, St. Louis, the Pirates, the Mets, the Rockies. In other words, everybody in the National League. Except the Reds, Giants, Nats, and they're only four or five out, and then the Marlins are off the radar. It's hard to say, you know what, we're done. We have no chance with that second wild card. But we'll see how it plays out. Get 10 passes to Steeltown Paintball for only $35, a 90% discount. Each pass includes free park entry, air refills, paintball marker, mask, and tank. Must purchase 500 rounds of paint. Grab this deal only at GetMyPerks.com now. Ron, I teased ahead to Michael McHenry. Knows a thing or two about pitchers and observing them and what's going on. This is what he told the morning show. We haven't even mentioned Rich Rod yet.
And
his meltdown last night.
Eight home runs in 19-some innings. Is that unbelievable?
It's incredible. And no other reliever in baseball has allowed that many home runs. It's just, come on, a one-and-two breaking ball down the middle?
He's almost single-handedly lost three or four games for him. Leads lost with home runs. Not putting together single. He's given up home runs, including back-to-back in Washington. It cost Archer a win.
Yes. Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour. Joe Block, 11:25. First, let's hear Michael McHenry on Rich Rod and then what might have happened to Trevor Williams.
The easiest way to put it is he is just not making pitches when he needs to make pitches. Last night, 1-2, you know, breaking ball right down the middle. And Ian Kinsler is a guy, he's a foot-down early guy. Most foot-down early guys really pick up spin well. But you can throw it because they pick it up well. You just have to extend that zone. When you put your foot down early, you're locked into the spot you are. You don't have adjustability. But since they get everything done, they're really good at just absorbing into their legs and adjusting to breaking balls. And that's what Ian Kinsler did last night. I guarantee that guy's got 150 or more homers on a hanging breaking ball. And a 1-2 pitch to a veteran guy like that, you just can't make it. And, you know, you've seen a lot of good signs with Richard Rodriguez with his fastball. He's getting that miss hit again. He got some swing and misses lately on his breaking ball that has gone below the zone, and that's what made him really, really good last year. But he's got to be able to, you know, tunnel that pitch or sequence those two pitches together where it does have that deception. If not, he's just speeding up that bat, and it allows guys like Ian Kinsler to hit the ball almost on the roof in San Diego.
Let's talk about another guy who I don't know if he's telegraphing pitches so much as guys know that he's really only got two right now, and that's Chris Archer. We're getting back to the issue of Chris Archer not having a very deep arsenal. That's one of the criticisms people had of him toward the end of his tenure in Tampa, and now through 16, 17 starts as a Pittsburgh Pirate, he's just not getting the length in his starts, even when he's not getting hit around like he did the other day, because he's got to work deep into counts. He's got to work for swing and miss with the fastball, occasionally with the slider. At what point and how difficult can it be as a 30-year-old starting pitcher to say, I've got to add something to my arsenal, and how difficult can it be to do that at this point in his career?
You know, his last start, StatCast MLB, was whoever's doing the actual system was actually getting a bunch of them wrong. He was throwing a changeup that was actually incredible. It was just dropping off the table, but he couldn't throw for strikes. It was almost like Holmes is fastball. You know, Holmes walks a lot of guys because his fastball moves so much. And Archer had this changeup is about 89 to 91, and it was just falling straight down and going into a right-handed hitter away from a lefty. And if he could have thrown it for strikes, I think the outcome of his last game would have been completely different. And I think that's what he worked on during his time on the DL for the 10 days once he could throw with his thumb. If he can get that pitch going, especially with that fastball, because he does have that late life on his fastball. He already has one of the best sliders in the game. I think it's going to make him a lot better. But, yeah, when he first came here, you know, being a two-pitch guy, he can pitch with two pitches, but he has to be able to put him at least on one side of the plate consistently. You know, when he's getting erratic and he's not repeating his delivery, it just makes it that much harder because it's not so much the pitches that the guys are looking for. It's if you have a fastball slider guy, you don't have to think about adjusting. That fastball slider is so close in speed. The only thing you have to worry about is the depth on that slider. If you just stay on that fastball, you can adjust the sliders. What makes them so good is they take off the last second, and that's why you swing at it because it looks just like a fastball. But if it hangs or if it's not located right, it's an easy pitch to just absolutely annihilate. And that's what happened the other day. Is he was just missing in a very, very big manner.
Michael, last thing for you. You got about 30 seconds left. Josh Bell had his hit streak snapped. Hopefully he starts another one tonight. How many games is it before a player starts thinking about it or until he pays attention to one? How many games does that take?
Depends on the guy. I bet with Josh Bell, it was probably when the media started talking about it, maybe seven or eight games. I feel like as a player, I never noticed hitting streak or anything until seven or eight games. You know, a week of getting a hit, you're kind of like, oh, man, I don't remember last time I didn't get a hit. You know, like it feels good. You're just kind of in a rhythm. But sometimes you just go unconscious and you're like, I have no idea. Maybe 2 or 3 days, and then it's 15. But that guy's been out of this world. I mean, those balls he hit in Arizona, he put a hole in the desert. It was just, he's just a special, special breed of talent, and he's showing it right now.
Ron, that was my fault. The other clip was Trevor Williams. I picked the wrong one there. He said basically that he thought it was an oblique, which would not be a good thing.
Oh, that's not good.
That's what he was grabbing, and he wondered. McHenry wondered if Williams has been trying to reach back for a little extra. Like you saw last start 96, last night 95, and he wondered if that may have contributed to the injury, and he wondered if it might be an oblique, and that would be really, really
bad.
Well,
I mean, the Aaron Judge in New York has an oblique. He's been out, going to be out 2 months. I mean, it's not good. You can't torque, you know, pitching, hitting, you need torque with your body, and if you have an oblique, it's bad. I mean, obviously, when they say right side discomfort, that's the first thing you think, right?
Yeah, and it looked like he had it on one pitch, then threw another. So we'll talk about that later. We get back to what should the Pirates do in this predicament? They're still sitting there, 21-20, game and a half out of a wild card spot. We'll talk about that, but Steelers on the docket next. Ray Fittipaldo is in the house. He raised five questions about OTAs, including, will Devin Bush be on the field with the starters day one? And what's Ben going to say next week? Ray Fittipaldo next on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.